No time for the relax, relax. Spent two, made three back.
Yeah, no doubt I'm making it two. It's been so many fucking years, I don't know what else to do. Still trying to come with the correct shit. It ain't a whole lot changed, except now I'm more selective. I etch best of poems and mementos, fresh like Mentos mints. You know I'm the essential earworm, preferred when you're feeling you're going mental. I decorate fragments of time as ornamental. Loneliness is real, on my own for another meal. That's the deal, so I order lentil bean soup and eat it, then approach this keen loop and make my voice bend like ornamental. All in all, keep it sort of simple. I do paintings when I ain't in a music mood, ignore the tempo. But no matter what, I'm always back to the rap to attract my wishes. I got more potential.
On the path to greatness, I said that I would make it. These other cats faking, we return to the basics. Gotta face it, a chance, I'ma take it. Not trying to be patient in this life, not waiting. No doubt I'm getting mine, staying focused on the finish line. No time for the relax, Spent two, made three back, No doubt I'm getting mine, staying focused on the finish line. No time for the relax, Spent two, made three back.
You're listening to UMFM 101.5. Good for you!
What is up, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. We are on episode 43. Today we're talking about PNC 14. The album is called Friends Forever. The artist is Pip Skid. What I do is I reach out to each artist. I say, can you send me a couple clips about the record? Listen to the record. Send me a couple clips. Then I listen to the clips. Then I record the podcast. I also listen to the record myself a couple times. And then I record the podcast, try to get up to you for Thursday night. When I asked Pip to do it in the past, he'd send me a couple minutes here or there. Today, Pip sent me 40 minutes of talk about Friends Forever. That's a lot. So I'm not going to talk too much about Friends Forever because Pip has a lot to say about it. I will say it's a wild record. It's a very uneven record. It's probably the most diverse record. There's producers that are not me. There's So-So. There's Grey Matter. There's a lot of guests. There's a lot of ideas on this record. I did not record this record. I mixed it and mastered it, but I did not record it. So it's very much a brainchild of Pip and what he was doing at the time. And who better to describe the record than Pip himself? So let's get right to it. Friends Forever, this is Pip Skid.
Friends Forever. After Fermented Reptile, I moved to Nova Scotia. I'd been there previously. I decided to just go out there in a really haphazard way. Part of my decision was based on the noise Fermented was making and the sort of message boards that were happening around underground hip-hop at the time. And there was a lot of noise happening out of the Halifax scene with the Sebitones, Buck 65, 6-2, Joe Run, Recyclone, The Goods, Tachichi. There just seemed to be a lot going on out there, and I really liked it when I'd been out there. So I, in a very sporadic way, just sort of left right after Fermented was released. I ended up living in the country, not in the actual city, about an hour and a half outside of Halifax. I was working on a farm, working to live. So there wasn't really any money coming in. You're just sort of working for your room and board and food. I would hitchhike into the city when I could. I had a storage space in the city. It was super small. When I was in the city, I would go to Rapture or something. Like I first saw Bastard as like a 16-year-old scratch bastard. After that, I would have went and slept on the cold floor in my storage space and then hitchhiked home the next day, which I also did a lot of times in the early recordings of Friends Forever before I really knew Gorski that well and actually had the nerve to ask if I could sleep on his floor. So recording this record, I recorded at Gorski's house, his apartment, which was a bachelor apartment. Gorski's the best, great DJ, amazing producer, gave his life to just making music with his friends. I barely knew Gorski when he committed to recording this record. Gorski's place was a place where people would go after a show, which made it sometimes very challenging to record, like where I would come in to record hoping to get a lot done and people would come over drinking, might not get anything done. Anyways, love Gorski to death. This couldn't have happened without him. Back then, technology was different. We were recording on digital 8-track, I think. Rod McEnroe would have been using a computer. And so the two technologies hadn't really figured out how to hang out yet. And when the tapes got moved over, everything got scrambled. So verses, scratches, all these things, they just sort of ended up at a zero counterpoint. Yeah, and also Gordo did the stuff for free. I mean, I didn't have any money to pay him. I'd buy him beers when I could, but, you know, shout out to Gordski. You know, he probably didn't even like my music. I mean, it was insane. I imagine it was extremely annoying for McEnroe dealing with all this shit so far away on the other end.
It was a little bit annoying, I will admit. Up to this point, I had always recorded everybody in person. And this record, I was not with Pip in the same place pretty much at any point between conception and release. I don't think we were ever in the same room until we went on tour together when the record was done. So he recorded it in the year 2000. I was in Vancouver working. He was in Halifax recording. And once he would get done some songs, he would send me out a mini disc, which was a digital disc, then I would have to borrow DJ Moo's mini disc player and transfer it to ADAT and then use it in my system. So it was a little bit of work to make these tracks and put them and make them make sense. Okay, let's get into it. Actual tracks. Here is Pip talking about Hypochondriac, one of the songs that we'll hear shortly.
Hypochondriac, I had a growth on my jawline. And I went to this rural doctor and it was a really strange experience. I was probably hitchhiking back up to this weird place I lived. I created this song idea about this person who's obsessed with being sick. Hypochondriac wasn't me. I wasn't this hypochondriac. Like a little bits and pieces of me and other people around me and this, whatever, this weird idea of this person I created. And so I think sometimes people thought because of the music we made that everything we said was always 100% us, but that's not the case with a lot of songs, and this one in particular. Shooting the video, I think it was my first video. I remember flying to Toronto, being really excited, and Jason LePere, who shot a lot of my videos, and some other PNC ones. I learned a lot, especially about the film stuff, how you prepare a film set, da-da-da, treatment, all that.
This cheap and everything has got to go, but if I run there, it'll take 10 minutes and that's too slow. Ho, ho, come around and try to relocate me. Tell me I'm missing a sandwich and that other people hate me, but being a hypochondriac is highly addictive, especially when I'm getting all this medicine to live with. I twisted my ankle trying to be the first out of the sale. Come to think of it, my face looks kind of gray and pale. Hail a cabin in an enema, haven't shit in a week. I think it was the penicillin that made my colon weak. Leak came out red and it hit the hospital like a Porsche. The doctor was pretty pissed when I told her I'd eaten Porsche. Horse thrown, I'm flipping germ-filled mags in the waiting room, preparing myself for the doctor's words of impending doom.
Excuse me, Mr. Skinlock, I'm afraid we have bad news.
The anticipation has me emphatic and smudge my blues. Ears ooze, yellow wax, privy with what I'm about to hear. Finally a disease, a sweet offering, brought a tear. Rolling down my cheek and dripping my problems into action. Doctor, my final wish before I die is to meet Janet Jackson. And she's trying to tell me that the sickness is in my brain. You mean like a brain tumor, the Alzheimer's acting up again. Her diagnosis, the sixth opinion, a hypochondriac. Hey doc, up yours sideways. You worthless quack spattered a war memorial and then flipped the nurse off and bounced to the pharmacy for a prescription to cure my cough.
All right, that's Hypochondriac. That is Pip Skid. I produced that one. Real quick, let's go through this track list. Pip's got more on some further tracks we'll get right to, but the beginning, the song's called Intro. For some reason on streaming, Intro's not playing anymore. There must be some kind of sample clearance issue. Then there's a song called Life is Too Easy Part 1. I think that's produced by Gray Matter. Life is Too Easy Part 2, it says featuring Macro. It's basically just a Macro track. Very strange. Doesn't make sense. Why do I have a solo track? And also, I don't belong on this record. Let's just be clear about it. I may have been good friends with Pip, you know, producing him, but the style and tone he was going for, I could not hang. I don't belong on Friends Forever. I should have not been on this record. The next song is called Towel Snap featuring Gumshoe Strut. And then that song Hypochondriac 2 Hype we just heard. I produced that one. Then we have the song called All Up in This Piece featuring Epic. I remember struggling a little bit, not being the biggest Epic fan at the time, and struggling whether I wanted to put Epic on Peanuts and Corn Records. We ended up doing it, and all was fine. The next song is called True Blue featuring Recyclone. Recyclone is on this record a few times and was a collaborator with Pip. True Blue was produced by Gray Matter. Very crazy song, True Blue, with a lot of lyrics like throw your burning crosses in the air, hail Hitler like you just don't care. Something I also struggled with personally, as someone who was running this label and wanting to put stuff out and not put stuff out, ended up putting it out. When he played live, he had a lot of issues with that song. People not understanding that he was kind of rapping as the villain and taking him at face value, things like that. We'll get into that a little bit with another song. Crantini's at 15,000 Feet, that song with John Smith. That's just kind of a hype track, kind of a pre-Wieners song. Gun Lobby, a song that always confused me. It's kind of against gun control, which, you know, as me as a liberal, I was kind of for gun control, so I didn't really quite understand that one. Long Live Bruce Willis. Let's hear what Pip has to say about the track Long Live Bruce Willis, a very popular track for us, a posse cut. Let's hear what Pip has to say.
Bruce Willis is a song in a similar sort of vein as True Blue. Also had some problems with it live. I mean, Bruce Willis was me like watching the news cycle and realizing that Arab people are going to start getting murdered on a large scale. And the song went over really well again for our crowd, and it was a popular song live. And then there was a show I did with Shazam from Freak Show, and it was at a car show. When Shazam and I did Bruce Willis, there were no people who knew Freak Show or PNC fans, and we started screaming, "Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us. Long live Bruce Willis." And it made me feel sick to my stomach in this weird way where I was like, again, sort of changed the trajectory of my writing and understanding that these like tongue-in-cheek or whatever it is things, they're not always going to come across the way they should. And I was so concerned and worried that people are feeling excluded and like, you know, confused and concerned. It made me feel sick to my stomach. And
dream is a nightmare within our very homes. Our minds are getting smashed down. We felt upon someone else's image. Push a movie into your VCR just to see how far they'll push the limits. Underestimating our intelligence. Rewriting history. Retelling a story through actors who captivate our interests so that the USA comes rolling over our enemies to save the day. Mel Gibson is from Australia and Arnold Schwarzenegger is from Germany, and yet they play a vital role in acting like the American's flagpole. We're not just watching a film for entertainment anymore. We're being programmed into racist patriots to a corrupted government.
Abandon your cultures and clutch to your worldly belongings. The context doesn't matter until the whole song ends. The earth is my urinal, and I tend to use it wisely. Laying amongst the leaves, hoping that they will disguise me. First grade failure, second grade student. Diagnosing ADD means a doctor wasn't proven. Tutoring murdering for animals. It's a bad child psychology, forgetfulness to Alzheimer's, wars to theology. North American Slurpee drink, I heard you think with poop on my shoes. Cooped up in confines that appear as late breaking news. Terrorized immigrants and a long line of reporters. Research says by now and always follow higher orders. Celluloid extra, extrovert, who's locked in turmoil? Sitting on my couch, brain bent like tinfoil. The spoils are the gains, the toils are the pains, but the essence of the message is still staying the same.
Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Terrorist immigrants are out trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
The siren screams but commands no pain. Just clear the lane for those trained to clean the stain. Whatever travesty had to be, it will remain. Of many daily events spent so that we gain. The evening news speaks through doors and says it's yours. Pleased to peruse, you view the clips and sip of cores. Or other beverage, listening to holy wars. Edited from stones to bullets, the past repeats beneath the sedative. Sleeping beauties wait for the truth to resurface. And cannibals trick those who emerge from treaty. Heeding the words but only reading the headlines. Justice getting served, meat is quick to jump with how high. So high that you can't get no exercise, cause the world's a scary place and outside you're petrified. Blue bloods glide crudely over discussions and disguise their roots that cling firm like buttresses.
Chuck Norris will save her ass. Hop out a lake ready to blast. We need to guard our borders with pit bulls, tanks, and snipers. Or we're all beaten. Curry goat wrapped in diapers. Dirty immigrants with disgusting habits. Chuck like rabbits quietly breeding. Sacrilegious terrorist troops. Oops, we let another six bomb specialists in. Sitting around talking about Allah. Drinking jasmine. This country is a has-been. Multicultural is crazy. Where's Mike Harris when you need him to make a baby? Raise him up and ramble. Dressed in toddler-sized camel. Eating cream and rice cereal. We're playing with the ammo. The ransom ain't money. It's a country we are in danger. Telling my kids don't talk to darkies or to strangers. My anger is as real as Ted Nugent guitar licks. I'm all for Jesus and his lactating tits. The bomb ticks. Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Terrorist immigrants are out trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Terrorist immigrants are trying to kill us.
Long live Bruce Willis.
Right-wing extremist is the meanest. Gotta clean the fobs off the land and put them back where they belong. They rob, rape, plant bombs in every state, hoping that one day our culture will disintegrate. We don't need them here. Their acts of violence disturb innocent civilians who want their culture preserved. There's freedom fighters on a mission to inspire, meant to stand tall and call a halt on these conspirators. Yeah, they're marked for death. I told Steven Seagal, I'm punching blacks in their face, throwing Asians into walls. It's gonna be a full-out brawl filled with bloodstained shirts. But these filthy immigrants will all know me as the worst. And so be since Tyler Durden. I'll be driving on the curb, bouncing bodies off my white Suburban. You fucking hear this? I'm fearless. John Bender. Wearing workman boots, foreigners make me puke, it says across my sweater. And I won't quit until I scoop up the shit and dump it on a ship. Send him overseas to sip tea with a Brit. Complete my task before Christmas, I'll have a gift wrap signed. Season's greetings, love Bruce Willis inside the envelope with
cash. The lies based on a false concept. So racist logic comes no surprise. There's no such thing as public property. No land is yours, you've been brainwashed. It's all a fantasy, man. If you believe in the law, your whole life you feel like a stepchild. You were with a reptile from the Babylonian Brotherhood bloodline. It's lunchtime, it's lunchtime. I got a bag full of silly symbols and I'm throwing secrets to the case. Patriotism, mindless allegiance, division from birth, rooted from the earth. Secret society control everything, including yourself. I was too first in sex, social structure. We got mental illnesses, drive out. We got so much in common that makes us seem like we don't. We program the judge, cop a high born with a grudge. It's divided, homogenized, culturally conditioned minds. Can't think beyond stereotypes. Fall back or expel the ball. Individual is a quadruple. Street designs based on sacred geometry. Reality, no such thing as borders. We are the universe, escape the vibrational prison.
All right, that's Long Live Bruce Willis. That is track 10 on Friends Forever. That is another posse cut for consideration of best Peanuts and Corn posse cut of all time. I don't think I'd have it number one. It certainly was a fun song. Some crazy rappers on there. So the guests are Recyclone, Kunga 2 and 9 of the Goods, Gruff the Druid, Shazam from Freak Show, and No Self. No Self. When I was sent some of these lyrics, especially No Self, I don't know if I'd heard No Self before. It blew my mind. What a rapper. Very, very distinct style. Okay, so a couple more tracks. Here is a song called Skills. I was going to play Skills, but Pip didn't talk about it, so we'll skip it. One of my favorite songs. I really like this beat a lot, and I liked what he was doing with it, with the idea of the song. Skills stood for suburban kids in late situations, sort of making hip-hop safe for white suburban kids. And I think quite on the nose with his songwriting on that one. So personally, I love that song. Straight Jacket. Okay, here's Pip talking about the song Straight Jacket, which was produced by Grey Matter.
The song Straight Jacket, which Grey Matter produced, I fucking love that beat still. Grey Matter made so many great beats. When I listened to that today, actually, I like that song. That was me, like, really enjoying, like, underground rap music that was coming out. There was a lot of really cool stuff. And that was me embracing my ADHD before I knew the words for what was happening with my shitty attention span. It was just one thought after the next thought after the next thought.
Sign language translator for surgery in Japanese. Bartender at the tennis club making drinks with antifreeze. A recipient to junk mail sent from Edward Band. Consumer of sound effect CDs before time again. Owner of every movie starring Rodney Dangerfield. It's just rapping Rodney and I can't get a drum break. Either a backache, my mistake, or it's my fault. One of the six people that each knows the number to the vault. I salt your pepper. Only 99 ways left to push it. Let's talk about sex passing with the millennium on a cushion. The kid that wraps his arms around himself runs like he's necking. Reckless as a lost soul when it seems that no one's checking. Still cupping the top of the microphone and getting feedback. And here's MC Fresh with his new single on the charts called Weed Sack. The depression that convinces me to eat a meal at 3 a.m. But what should I do today? Feel kind of tired to pay the M. Sees the gun that says whether or not they build on tribal land. Oka and Gasophis and Lake at the RCMP's command. A black hole that grew without my family's support. The dollar from each seat sold that the artist will import. Unedited film of our extended crew all shoving and jumping. Color me bad for a second as I confuse my music with humping. The midnight shift that split the brain into evil and good. A duel between the two, arguing misunderstood. Insecurities, hang-ups, and self-esteem that keeps us distant. Can you name 10 hip-hop groups that are consistent? Summer blood at the shopping mall. The front of the ceases face. Miami face, Miami vice. That's propaganda to save face. DNRs, I need to see what holds dust in the pawn shop. Just one haircut above the rest. High score on the swan flop. Nicer to your boss than you ever have been to your lover. A taxidermy panther on leash should make a dope album cover. Leather jackets with eight balls and United Nations flags. Hats of X's when it was hip to leave the tags. KRS saying it's okay to spit ribbons and call it free. The U.S. Army's new celebrity spokesperson, Mr. Spike Lee. Three pieces, destitutes of matching ties to special occasions. The disrespect in hip-hop music of us Caucasians. Steeped up security at rap shows for the threat of violence. Ignoring women in combat. Unless a sexual reference. My pecker, my balls, my cock, my way, my sack, my dick. The orange cream that bodybuilders use to look like turmeric. Limiting the way I interact because no one really listens. Resurrection of the collection bowl and call myself a Christian. Women wear pink at home mac and guys wear blue in a tin shop. Represent, keep it real. Know what I'm saying, hip hop. The idea that sex is about body parts and getting nude. I'm gonna lose my fucking mind if I don't get some solitude. Straight jacket, it's how you fold it, it's how you pack it. Eat a bottle of pills and run naked throughout this racket. Straight jacket, it hangs beside the rumors in my closet. Financial audit, I need my rest in no shape to see a guest. Always ashamed, embarrassment. Fool and listen when they curse and can't hear a compliment. Straight jacket, screaming so loud I lose my voice. Living out conditioning as if we didn't have a choice.
All right, that's Straight Jacket. That is Pipskid, produced by Grey Matter. So Grey Matter did three tracks on this, Life's Too Easy Part 1. He did True Blue and he did Straight Jacket. Then So-So from Closed Horse Records, Saskatoon, did All Up in the Peace featuring Epic, and he did Gun Lobby. And then I think I did all the other tracks. And to me, the back half of the record has the strongest beats, the beats that I'm happiest with. If I was going to edit this, I mean, I could take or leave personally Grey Matter's production. It was cool, but It's just tricky with you when you have multiple producers on a project. Like a full Gray Matter project is probably going to grab me more than how we kind of did some of my beats. So-So's beats were different. The highlight of this record is obviously Pip's ideas and his crazy style, you know, somewhat shocking ideas. Let's get into one of the most interesting songs Pip ever wrote. Certainly a heartfelt song. This song is Raggedy Ann. Let's hear Pip talk about this song, and then we'll have a listen.
Raggedy Ann, like trigger warning of sexual violence. Raggedy Ann is about my mother being attacked by a serial rapist in Brandon. There was a person who wore a homemade Raggedy Ann mask that was in the news. She was attacked leaving a friend's house late at night, and thankfully she like tore the mask off and threw it into the car and kneed him in the nuts. He ran off. She had the mask, which is so fucking crazy to think of my mom having to drive home at like 2-3 in the morning with this fucked up mask in the car. Oof. And I remember going to sleep that night with a kitchen knife under the bed. It was just like her and my sisters and I. My sisters were real little. And then going to school a few days later and seeing the mask on these posters. I would perform this song a cappella a lot to try and drive the point home, trying to like talk about misogyny. And there was a show in Charlottetown, PEI, where I had a really lovely captive audience performing the song, and I broke out crying, couldn't finish my show. I never played the song live again.
I believe that when a man attacked a woman, beat her, and raped her, I believe she has the right to beat fucking bring it.
Just as soon as these phallic symbols sprout, they'll get cut out, but they'll be back in greater numbers, even throughout a drought, laying limp in death with the smell of sperm in the air. Raggedy Ann has all the fun, 9 out of 10, medium rare, the kind of scare. It'll hit home all the horror stories you've heard. Every word gives away courage like a scavenger bird. He tried to steal sex, but had to settle for her independence. Never again function on full, it's the victim who serves a sentence. And tenants of two and ritual, donorous sex is past. Using night, she went out alone to add pieces onto his mask. She never asked to be raped or attacked, and no woman ever had. And if his identity became public, I would douse his home in gas. Asshole huddled up frozen in the garage, planned his attack. With the car running, she didn't hear him sneak up behind her back. And wrapped around a rope, breathing heavy and well equipped. But before he could get a tight grip, she used her free hand to rip his mask from off his head. Into the winter night he fled. Whether your uncle, your neighbor, you, your friend, all better off dead. Now she holds him due defense, his emotional barbed wire fences. Trying to keep her back covered at all times, and all expenses not paid. Out to get laid, there are rapists all around. Boyfriends to introverts, mainstream to underground. So when the sound of the cops come down the block, ready to intervene, we must ask, can we police ourselves without them on the scene? Clean this misogynist mess, it keeps women walking in fear. I hear the angry cackle of the weed whacker, slicing dicks with ease, rotting in the grass, and a stink of cum hangs in the breeze, following in a testosterone trail from where he ran, building up his homemade mask, made to look like Raggedy Ann. And as a man, I'd like to reach other men, become aware, but end up alienating myself in playing solitaire. She sat up in that chair all night holding a kitchen knife, been called a bitch, mother, wife, and now forced into a new life of always looking over her shoulder, suspecting men as opposition, culture that celebrates sexism as rich tradition. I remember when she got home that night, all confused and shook. Single mother trying not to spread fear, but could tell by how she looked. And I couldn't even give her a hug in my dysfunctional state. She started crying with the lights on because I couldn't relate. Hey, yo, we're sick, and we need to teach our children sex education. Otherwise, they're gonna learn it from the churches and porno movies. Instead of making love or sharing sex, it's the endless pursuit of coming inside of inanimate objects. And it don't stop. And it don't quit. And it don't stop. And it just don't quit.
All right, that's Raggedy Ann. That is Pip Skid. I want to thank him for, one, writing that song. When I first heard that song, I was just blown away by the writing and just by how much he how he shared that made into an amazing song. And then I want to again thank him for highlighting that song in this podcast and giving us the opportunity to explain it and get the full story. It really does round out this record and show a piece of him. One of the highlights of the Pitch Kids catalog in my mind. Just to complete what else is on this record, a couple more songs. There's Dish Pig featuring myself, a great song by Pip, a hype beat, and then I jump in and I just don't belong on this track. You know, he's coming from a place of like working minimum wage. At that time, I'd already been working as an engineer for $75,000 a year, was not in the place to write about working as a dishwasher. So why I'm on that song doesn't make any sense. If I could redo Friends Forever, the first thing I would do is not rap on this record. I don't belong. And then the last song is called Very Close Veins featuring Unleavened. Really love this song. I was actually going to play this song, but Pip didn't talk about it. But certainly a song that I would encourage you to go check out. I love the beat. I love the poetry by Unleavened at the beginning, and I love what Pip does with the song. Let's have a quick final quick thought from Pip on Friends Forever.
Friends Forever. What a crazy fucking record. Totally insane. I was going completely insane in the country, reading a lot of books, a lot of time to myself again, feeling very strange.
All right, that is Pip's final thoughts on Friends Forever. A wild record and a wild bit of clip. Really appreciate him taking the time and getting some insight that I didn't know about the making of this record. I didn't know he slept in a storage space in Halifax to make this record. That's wild. Next week, we're going to talk about the only record on Peanuts and Corn I had nothing to do with production-wise. That is Alleged Legends by Moves featuring Bird of Prey. I offered to put the record out. They took me up on it. I put it out, and then they started Low Pressure. We'll be hearing from Bird. We'll be hearing from Moves. I'll talk a little bit, but again, I didn't produce anything. Still lots of great records to come. We want to thank you all for listening on Mixcloud, UMFM. My name is Big McEnroe. Thank you, and good night. What is up, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. We are on the home stretch. We are on episode 42. We are talking about PNC 15, that is John Smith's Blunderbuss, or In Transit. The record came out in 2001. It is the first solo record by John Smith after completing the Park Like Sitting, School Day 2, Garbage Day 4 project with myself. And it is a great little record. First off, I want to apologize for this pod being late this week. If you happen to be following along as they drop, I had the good fortune, the pleasure of being in Winnipeg all week recording with my good friends, the Break Bread Crew. I recorded with Gruff. I recorded with Yai. Pip didn't record, but we hung out a lot. I recorded with DJ Honeycutt, and I, of course, recorded with Bazooka Joe. We've got tons of new material coming. We'll be announcing what our next projects are very soon, but I'm extremely excited, so the future is bright for Peanuts and Corn Records. But in the meantime, we continue looking back at our catalog one by one in reverse order. So again, John Smith's Blunderbuss, a record that I am extremely proud of. I know Joe is proud of it as well. He does have some thoughts that we will get to shortly, but first, just a little bit about the project. So again, the back history of John Smith joining the label. Joe was in the neighborhood and into rap in the late 90s. I met him. He passed me a demo, actually, when I worked at Sam the Record Man. And my good friend Steve St. Louis had met him and told me to check that demo out. And what happened was my group Farm Fresh kind of disintegrated. Pip Skid started to do his own thing. And I was looking to continue in a group format, not as a solo artist necessarily. And Joe was interested in being that guy, starting out as my hype man for the new McEnroe project and ultimately forming a group called Park Like Sitting. But he was always coming with his own style, his own ideas. Right from the get-go, I think we did a couple of solo John Smith tracks that we would mix into the McEnroe set and give him a chance to do some solo stuff. And he was always quite the songwriter right from the beginning. When we did the Park Like Sitting album, we had a structure of that, and we decided that it was kind of a concept album, the concept of classes in school.